नमस्कार।
This life we have is transitory. We come onto this earth for a while, express our feelings, our thoughts, our desires, our needs, our personal expression in the world of form. Taking form, we express through form. And we receive information and we process it. We live in the world of form for a short time, and then we depart from the world of form. And we come again and again and again. But there is in this world a meaning, a significance to our existence, because that infinite consciousness, that aware beingness, that is you, aware of your own existence. You know that you exist. That knower that knows you exist, that is your Atman, your soul. You know that you exist. You know your own I feeling. Your I is known by your witnessing consciousness. That witness identifies with the I, with the awareness. The witness and the awareness are the same. But when that witness, when that knower of your existence gets merged into the process of knowing, and the known, the object of your existence, become the same. When knower, known, and the process of knowing become merged together, then there is a unity of being. Then the essential nature of your own self arises, the unified whole of being. Where there is no one witnessing, there is nothing witnessed, and there is no process of witnessing, because it has become one. When this happens, the nature of your own consciousness becomes revealed. When two become one, there is union. And in that union, there is love fulfilled. There is love, there is bliss, there is truth, the truth of your being. And there is awareness, consciousness. Consciousness, truth, and bliss are one. Peace, love, held in the nature of your own existence, when the duality of separation ceases to be, where there is no witness and no object to witness, even when you are aware of an I feeling, who is aware of that I feeling? There is a separation between the witness and the experience of self. But when that separation ceases to be, and you, your experience of self, the experiencer and the experience become one. When lover and beloved cease to be two and become one, then there is the state of bliss. Then there is the state of love, true love. Then there is the state of deep peace. Then there is being without analysis, without reflection, without separation. There is no one to witness being when being is merged into itself. The witness, that which is witnessed, and the process of witnessing meld together. You look at a flower and you see beauty. You see the molecules that make the flower, the life in the flower, the sweet smell. There is the witness, there is the you, there is the flower, and there is the process of experience. When the experience, the flower, and you meld together as one, there is only light, there is only truth, there is only love. There is the bliss of union. The beloved is all around you, within you, in every tree, in every blade of grass, in every leaf, in every rock, in every animal, in all the people you know. The beloved is everywhere. In the air you breathe, in the feelings, both those which are painful and those which are lovely, the beloved of your heart surrounds you, calling to you, awaken from the dream, come to know me. I am your own self. When consciousness arises from the dream and awakens, knowing there is no separation between the beloved, between all the forms of love, all the expressions of this world, and you. When there is no separation, there is no witness, you are one with the most beloved of your heart, the lover, the beloved, and the process of love become one. Then in that deep bliss, in that pure light, in that infinite peace, in that grace, truth is known. This is your own nature. This is your destiny. This is the truth of your being. Never forget it. All right. Namaskar.